Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, do you remember when you started your business? Whether it was a short time ago or whether it was many years ago, I'm sure you can still remember the excitement, how you were going to take the world on, how everything was just going to go your way. And you did things day by day. There was no planning. It's kind of like you winged it. And as you grew the business changed all the time. And now here you are sometime later, and you're working to be successful, or you're incredibly successful, and you have a plan. You know where you want to go. You're talking about sales and marketing, and you're talking about growing the business. But you also need to prepare for the future, and this is what I mean. If you're putting a great business plan in place that creates more sales, are you thinking about what it takes to get those sales done, to close the deal, to get the work out the door, how many people you'll need to do the work? Are you thinking about how big your office space needs to be or how many trucks you need to buy? You need to think past the business plan. You need to think past what you want to create. You want to think of the unintended consequences that are going to pop up and what it takes to complete the job. So you can't just say, I'm going to sell more, or I'm going to prospect and sell more. What happens when you sell more? Well, you've got more responsibility to get the work and to fulfill your promise. Does that mean you have to carry more inventory? Does that mean you need more web developers if you're in the web business? Does that mean you need another truck driver with a CDL license? What does it mean? So I always want you to have the plan, but I want you to think about the future, and I want you to play it out in your mind. So if I do this, I have to do this, 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 and this to be successful. Because what we don't want to have happen is we don't want to become phenomenally successful with business. We've now reached the point where we understand how to bring business in. But if we don't understand and we haven't planned how to deliver that business, we're going to fail. We're not going to meet deadlines. Customers are going to be unhappy. We're going to lose customers. Our reputation is going to be trashed. So whatever you're doing, make that business plan. Know where you want to go. Know how you want to come up against the competition and beat them to get that agreement, that contract, that work. But know what happens after you get the work. If you don't know what happens, we could find ourselves in a desperate situation. As they always say, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do we hire someone to do the work? Do we find the work first? If we find the work first, will we be able to hire someone and we'll be able to find the right person? If we find the right person, we will be able to pay for that person. Will there be the cash flow? So it takes a lot of in-depth thinking and planning and juggling to get it done. But that's what you do as a CEO. You are no longer a small, tiny little company that can think day to day. You have to think about the future and plan it. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.